Here's why trading inside bars is one of my favorite systems of finding an entry on a particular trade. Now, to define an inside bar, first you need a primary candle, which will represent your bar one, and a secondary candle, which will represent your bar two. What you want to see on an inside bar pattern is that the bar two is fully inside the bar one range, and typically either at the upper or lower end of it. Now, the reason I love using these for entries is because they typically provide very concrete structure on what should happen once entering a trade. In an upside trade, when a candle sets an inside bar, you would be looking to take an entry on the break above bar two's high with a stop below bar two's low. On a downside trade, you would be looking to take an entry on a short beneath the low of bar two with your stop above the high of bar two. Now, not all inside bars work and some will fail. You'll definitely want to use these in conjunction with other types of analysis. However, it provides a very clear structured entry and a definitive place where you can place your stop loss and know that if you are wrong on that trade, you can get out, no harm, no foul.
On any time frame, the 1-2-3 inside bar is a banger. And that's why Rake is one of the best fucking teachers and traders in the world, baby. Top two or something on Top Step. He's unbelievable. Everything he says is gold. You must learn from him. You must know who he is. And he is the man. I'm telling you, that was just a perfect explanation of one of the best candlestick patterns that I personally use for entries on my futures as well, with a very, very high success rate, with defined risk parameters, no emotions involved. So, I mean, 9 out of 10 of you should immediately be running to find these patterns, which works on any time frame. Rake fucking nailed that video. Giving away the 1-2-3 punch, you know, in perfect format. The guy's a legend.